Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Opinionated Marketers with myself, Charles Nixon, and Kieran Kapoor of the Cambridge Marketing College. Today, we can't really avoid it, so we're going to talk about the IPCC report, which came out yesterday about global warming and how perhaps marketers really do need to think about this seriously, and whether or not we could consider ourselves to be either the saviours or indeed perhaps the savages, dependent on your point of view. A lot of people will be talking about the fact that there is massive levels of overconsumption, and indeed that certainly seems to be true. But on the other hand, the only way in which we're going to solve this crisis is through innovation, and I think that is probably where marketers have the ability to contribute to the future of the planet, more so than perhaps other disciplines. What we have is the ability, and we have always had that ability, to see new opportunities and new technologies and the way in which these may well solve problems, or indeed, to some degree from our company's perspectives, find new marketplaces. The element perhaps that we go forward with is much more about the idea of being perhaps more restrained in the generating of conspicuous consumption. And indeed, I think, Kieran, you saw an article recently about Harvey Nichols going into the charity business.
Well, not quite the charity business, but yes, there was an article in The Guardian today saying that Harvey Nichols has teamed up with a charity, ReefLaunt, to launch a luxury resale service. So Harvey Nichols' takes on eBay is quite an interesting idea, but it is very much the luxury end. And the article gives quite a few examples of other luxury brands. Mulberry, famous for their handbags, are now offering refurbished secondhand handbags. There's Ralph Lauren launched Resourced, which is another way of reselling and refurbishing used products. So we're moving away, I hope, from a world where it was acceptable for luxury companies to get rid of their products, in fact, destroy their products at the end of the season so that they could then start again. And moving into an area very much pushed by the young people, wanting to see refurbished, recycled products for sale. I thought it was quite an interesting area. You said marketers need to be innovative. Well, here is a massive innovation. Who on earth would have thought of Harvey Nichols, of all people, moving into refurbishment and recycling?
I think we should definitely applaud what they're doing, though I think I probably would disagree with you from the point of view of target audience there, Kieran, because I'm not sure it's all actually young people. I think quite a large number of the more aged consumers in our population will remember the times when people used to repair and reuse. I think it's to some degree, that perhaps that middle generation, or indeed the young generation, who has got used to conspicuous consumption and disposable goods as the norm. Perhaps it is much younger people who now are rebelling against that aspect. But generally speaking, I think we are all in the position now of making our goods last longer. Indeed, I think perhaps one of the benefits to psychology of the pandemic has made us all understand the need to husband our resources and think about exactly what it is that we consume, and do we actually need to throw any of that away because there may not be another version available because of pandemic shortages. That may, of course, will continue perhaps because of the shortages as a result of skills gaps. But generally, I think what we as marketers can do is we can bring about the innovations that will allow people to be able to find clothes to recycle, find products to renew, and indeed perhaps by ways by which we can reduce consumption rather than just creating general levels of more consumption, which will then be disposed of. It's interesting that you mentioned several fashion brands, because it is the fashion industry, I think, that is becoming under the highest level of criticism because of the way in which fashion has increased the volume of stuff that has been purchased, but radically reduced the amount of time that people actually spend in actually wearing it before disposing it.
Yes, the other thing that caught my eye was the fact that certainly in the UK, we've got a second-hand car sales soaring because there's a shortage of new models and people are looking to the second-hand market, which on the one hand is fantastic because you're reusing products that have already been made. But on the other hand, you've also got the problems. Most of them, of course, are petrol and diesel. There's not a huge yet second-hand market in electric or hybrid because the cars haven't been around for so long. So there's a lot of... when we talked about doing this show, we talked about the market as being the sort of the good and the bad. And with everything to do with the environment, there always seems to be a good and the bad. And it's very easy to just get completely lost in the middle, perhaps frozen and unable to decide what you should do and then stop. So maybe the rather frightening report is a bit of a wake-up call. I do think there is a sea change in what is going on. However, I think it's also very easy to get overly optimistic about, oh, we're all going to change and be the good guys now. There's going to be plenty of conspicuous consumption and overconsumption that still goes on.
Unfortunately, so I think you're right. But I do think that now is the time for all marketers to ask the question within their companies as to what it is that the company and indeed individuals are doing to bring about a reduction in the impact of climate change, whether it's reuse, recycle, or indeed reduction in consumption of raw materials, or indeed a reduction of energy. And I think the element that we've talked about over the past has been the idea of carbon neutral companies. I think increasingly we will come back to people who are going to be very, very proud to be carbon negative and starting to take the gases away. And I think that's the next stage for us to think about.
Fantastic. Thanks, Charles.
Thank you as ever, Kieran. Very interesting to have a discussion and very good to see something positive that can come from otherwise a very bleak report. We hope you've enjoyed today's discussion. Please do subscribe to the podcast and do share the ideas that we've discussed. And we look forward to talking with you next week.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content
from Cambridge Marketing College.